Jesus Christ.
虽然道路有时难行，使我们腿酸手下垂。
Yes, indeed, there are difficult times, and we feel tired and we feeble.
虽然难免流泪，难免心痛疼。
Yes, there are times we shed tears. There are times we feel hurt.
但我们欣然相信。
Yes, gladly we believe.
追随。
And we follow.
因为我们不久就要体会。
We know pretty soon we shall all understand.
在于新耶路撒冷。
And that will be in the new Jerusalem.
我们一同来读希伯来书第十二章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 12 together.
请我们读第一节到第三节。
Let us read from verse 1-3.
希伯来书十二章一到三节，请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。的确，我们有许多的见证人，如同云彩一般围绕着我们。
Indeed, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
那这里讲的见证人，也就是《使徒行传》一章八节所讲到的那一批见证人。
And the witnesses here are referred in the book of Acts.
他们要知道地级做耶稣基督的见证。
Because they shall be the witnesses of Jesus Christ till the ends of the earth.
那这个字也是说到寻道者。
Also, the word witnesses means martyrs.
他们做魂的寻道者。
They are martyrs of soul.
那这样呢，我们知道说在前面有一个标杆，神要我们一直努力向前来奔跑。
Therefore, we all know there is a goal God has set ahead of us to which we shall press.
为了奔跑这条道路
and in order to press on this race,
他告诉我们要放下各样的重担
we need to throw off everything that hinders,
要脱去容易缠累我们的罪
also the sin that so easily entangles
我记得有一次看见有一个人在做一个跑步的练习
one time I saw somebody was doing some practice of running
那他是绑着一个橡皮筋
and he had this belt, a flexible belt around his waistline.
那个橡皮筋呢是连在一个墙上
and that belt was tied to a wall.
他就向前面拼命的在往前面努力挣扎的往前走
and during his practice, he was trying to run forward.
那走走走走走到一个地步呢，哇一下又退回去了
and he will run toward ahead and to a point he will back up again
然后他又重新开始又再往前走
and starting from that point he will try to run forward again
有许多的重担会拦住我们往前奔跑
there are many things may burden us and slow us down
有许多的罪会缠累我们
and their sins can easily entangle us
如果你发现在你的属灵生活中往前了几步马上又退后了几步我们真的要在主面前求主来光照我们。
If we feel that our spiritual walk is running forward a few steps, but then we end up backing up a few steps, then we need the light of the Lord to shine within our heart.
为了要奔跑，我们要放下所有的重担。
In order to run well, we have to let go of many burdens.
要脱去罪的缠累。
And also the sins that so easily entangle us.
他下面还告诉我们要仰望为我们信心。创始成终的耶稣
At the same time, we need to fix our eyes onto Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
我想在这一段圣经里面就告诉我们怎么样做一个向前奔跑的人
In the passage we just read, has shown us how to run forward effectively.
我们再来读希伯来书十一章十三节
Let's read Hebrews 11, verse
13. 在这边他特别讲到了一群在信心行列中往前走路的人
Here he talks about the characters or conditions.Of people that march in faith.
我们来读十三节。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。他们承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
They admitted they were travelers and pilgrims on earth.
客旅是暂时居住在这个世界上。
Travelers are people just live temporarily. People that are just passing through in the world.
那寄居的特别讲到他们是一个朝圣者。
And pilgrims talk about people that are true worshippers.
那他们有一个标杆，有一个目标，他们向着那个目标而前去。
They have a destiny to which they run to.
对，我们今天在世界上，我们也是客旅，也都是寄居的。
And we also are travelers and pilgrims on earth.
我们读创世纪十二章第七节和第八节。
Genesis chapter 12 verses 7 and 8.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，
地
赐给你和你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是埃。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。我们在圣经里面看见亚伯兰，也就是亚伯拉罕，他每一次神向他显现以后，我们看见他的生活是什么样的一个生活。
Here we see the man Abraham, also Abraham, how he lived every time after the Lord appeared to him.
第一面，我们看见他是过帐篷的生活。
First of all, we can tell this is a man who lives a life of pitching tent.
帐篷的生活，也就是他不在地上扎根的人。
Which means he has no root in the world.
那另外一个生活就是祭坛的生活。
Another life that he manifests that he lives a life with altar, building altars.
祭坛的生活说到他向神是一个敬拜神的人。
That tells us that he was a true worshipper of God.
所以这是亚伯拉罕的生活。
And that's the kind of lifestyle Abraham had.
他向着那座有根基的城，他在这条路上奔跑。
And he was running toward the city that has foundations.
弟兄姊妹，这也应该是我们的生活。
And brothers and sisters, this should be the same manner we live.
我们最后读腓立比书三章十三节十四节。
Lastly, let's read Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。保罗在这边说，他不是以为自己已经得着了。
Paul says, Brother, I do not consider myself having taken hold of it.
他说，我只有一件事。
But one thing I do.
我想这件事对他来讲就是最重要的一件。
And that was the most important thing to Paul.
他说，忘记背后，努力面前的。
Which is forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead.
要向着标杆直跑。
And march toward the goal.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召他来得的奖赏。
In order to win the prize for which God has called me heaven.In Christ Jesus.
保罗也是在这条路上一路奔跑的人。
Paul also is running on the race.
没有什么能够来打倒他，能够来拦阻他。
And nothing on this way can strike him down or stop him from moving.
忘记背后，努力向前。
He always forget what's behind and strain toward what's ahead.
他向着标杆直跑。
He will press on toward the goal.
我们今天在这里，早间和弟兄姊妹交通奔那摆在前头的路程。
And this morning I'm here to share with you to run the race that's marked out for us.
这条路程必须是耶稣基督的道路。
And this race has to be the way of Jesus Christ.
若不是耶稣基督的道路，
If the way we're running on is not the way of Jesus Christ.
无论我们是多么的热心，
It doesn't matter how enthusiastic we are.
无论我们是多么的努力，
Or how hard we try.
都没有任何的价值，
It will be no value.
但是今天我们看见到说，当每一个神的儿女蒙恩得救了以后，
Now we see every one of us who has been saved.
神不只把永生赐给我们，
Not only we receive eternal life from God.
他也把一条道路摆在我们的面前，
We also receive a way from him.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus says, I am the way, I'm the life,
若不借着我
and I'm the truth.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
No one can go to the Father but through me.
他要每一个神的儿女在我们一生的路上。
Therefore, all the days of our life,
我们从耶稣基督来经过。
We shall pass through Jesus Christ.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
他是一切又在一切之内。
He is all and in all.
保罗讲到说，他不知道别的。
Paul says, I know nothing else.
他只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and Him crucified.
这位钉十字架的基督成为他一生的道路。
And that crucified Christ became the way of his life.
现在我们在这条路上，我们要奔跑。
Now you and I also are running on this way.
让我们放下各样的重担。
We shall throw off everything that hinders.
要脱下容易缠累我们的罪。
And also the sin that so easily entangles us.
罪好像就是 讲到说，今天若我们在罪的里面，我们就犯了规。
If we are in the sin, then we have violated the rule.
我们可能就失去了我们能够在场上赛跑的资格。
If we violate the rule, then we'll be disqualified from the race.
那这些罪很多的时候是容易缠累我们的。
Many times, all kinds of sin can easily entangle us.
刚刚讲到说，好像是那个橡皮筋，有的时候就是抓着人的背后。
Just like the elastic band, sometimes they pull us backwardly.
好不容易往前奔跑了一段日子。
Finally, I was able to run a little bit.
但是最后的结果又被拖回去。
But the end result is the sin will drag me backward.
不要小看在里面有一个人在你的心里面，你好像一直没有办法原谅他。
Don't look lightly the little hatred or unforgiveness in your heart.
不要让罪在我里面来做主。
Don't let that sin rule in your heart.
不要让一件事情你觉得说我明明知道是错的，但是我还是一定要去做它。
Don't disregard because the thing seems to be so small, even though it's wrong.
我们把我们自己来献给神。
Always offer ourselves to God.
我们的主人已经更换了。
Because we have a different master.
今天我们向着神，让义在我们身上来做王，来掌权。
We shall live toward God and allow His righteousness to control the way we live.
我们向着罪看自己是已经死的。
And to sin, we shall regard ourselves dead.
我们是已经与主同钉十字架的人。
We have been crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，真的是在这条路上要奔跑的时候。
While we are trying to run on this race,
我们需要活在圣灵的光中。
It is very important for us to live in the light of His Spirit.
让圣灵光照我们。
When the Holy Spirit shines in our heart and shows our condition,
我们就懊悔在主的脚前。
We need to regret before the Lord.
当我们真实遇见主的时候
And if we have a true encountering with the Lord
昨天在传福音我讲到说当我第一次真正的与主面对面遇见他的时候
Last night in the gospel preaching meeting I shared about how I first met with the Lord face to face
信主了十多年了
I have been a Christian for more than 10 years then
那一次是真的第一次面对面的遇见神
And that was the very first time I truly met with God face to face
那也是第一次真的看见说自己是何等污秽的人。
And that's also the first time I saw my filthy condition before the Lord.
好像并不是那段时间我们不追求、不祷告，去做了很多的坏事。
It's not that I did not pursue Him or I did a lot of wrong things.
那段时间和弟兄姊妹每一天早上七点钟我们一起祷告一起追求
Actually I got up so early every morning I would pursue and wait on the Lord together with many brothers and sisters at 7 a.m.
那每一个礼拜参加过好多的聚会
And I'll be going to all these church meetings on a weekly basis
那是在复兴的光景你觉得说好像是一个在一个属灵的高峰的时候
I thought I was in my spiritual height
但是当遇见神的时候
But after, when I meet with the Lord,
我们看见自己真的是污秽败坏的人。
Then I saw how filthy and how sinful I am.
求主赦免我们的罪。
And ask the Lord to forgive me.
我们需要把自己奉献在主的手里。
I need to offer myself again in the hand of the Lord.
用我们成为他一个义的器具。
I need to become an instrument of His righteousness.
我们要脱离所有容易缠累我们的罪。
I need to throw off everything that so easily entangles me.
他说要放下各样的重担。
To throw off everything that hinders.
重担就是重量。
And every weight, let it go.
我们在奔跑的时候，没有人喜欢穿着一个很重的衣服。
No one's gonna wear a whole lot and become heavy when you run.
脚上挂着沙包。
And drag your feet with sandbags.
我们跑不远。
You won't be able to run far.
到底是什么是这些重量呢
？And what are these weights that's holding us down?
很多时候是我们。舍不得的朋友
Sometimes maybe the friends we dare not let go
很多时候是我们在地上所追求的一个地位
Or maybe a position we've been pursuing for long
我们对世界里面我们所有的雄心
Or the ambition we have for the world
我们所恋慕的一个房子
Or maybe some material that we long to obtain
或者是可口的小菜
Or delicious food
有很多的东西在我们生活里面可以成为我们的重量
Many things can become part of the weight that drag us down
我们要放下各样的重担
We have to be able to let go of all these weights
一个真正赛跑的人
A true runner
他是在身上重量是越轻越好
Well no, it's the lighter the better
当我们看见说在希伯来书讲到在世界上是做客旅是做寄居的
In Hebrews it points out that we are travelers we are pilgrims on earth
在客旅讲到说我们在世界上 不是我们的家，不是我们长久要居住的地方。
As a traveler, we know this world is not our home. It's not somewhere we're gonna stay forever.
我们出去旅行的时候
，Just like when we go on travel,
我们住了一个旅馆
，We'll go to a hotel.
我知道说这不是我的家
，But we will know the hotel is not our home.
我不会长久住在这个地方的
，I won't be living here forever.
我们不过是客旅
，We're just travelers.
地上的年日真的是那样的短暂
，And days of our life on earth is indeed short.
地上所有的东西，我们真的不能真实的是说这是我拥有的。
We can never brag about I truly own this or that in this world.
今天你可以说这个房子是我的，这个车子是我的。
Today we may claim, hey, I own this house, I have this car.
一百年以后是你的吗？
But how about 100 years from now? Would you still own them?
你可以真正的拥有这些东西吗
？Can you truly own these things?
我们在地上不过是客旅。
We're just travelers.
但是客旅好像还是一个消极的一面。
And traveler is still very passive.
他讲到说我们是寄居的。
More positively, we are pilgrims.
特别讲到我们是那个朝圣者。
We are people they're worshiping.
我们不是在地上没有目标、没有方向的人。
We are not people travel on earth without aim or destiny.
有很多人他们说他们看了四大皆空。
Some people say everything is vanity.
但他也说他是寄居的。
And they also claim we're just a traveler in the world.
他也看见说地上所有这些都没有什么意义和价值的。
They realize nothing in this world has value.
但他没有看见前面的标杆。
However, there's no goal for their journey.
他人是没有目的的。
There's no destiny for their life.
神呼召我们。
God has called us.
有一个属天的呼召。
It's an heavenward calling.
要我们成为朝圣者。
That we can become true pilgrims.
在于新耶路撒冷。
And that is.All gonna be in the New Jerusalem.
所有神荣耀的心意，有荣耀的事，乃是指着这个城说的。
And there's glorious things spoken of thee, which is the city of God.
这个城说到他的荣耀的教会。
And that city refers to God's glorious church.
同时呢，说到我们每一个神的儿女，我们都在其中有份。
That includes every child of God, that's you and me.
所有的事情发生在今天。
All things are happening today.
多少我们没法解释，我们也没法明白。
Some of the things we cannot understand, neither can we explain.
但是我们相信。
But we believe.
在于新耶路撒冷。
It's all gonna be in the New Jerusalem.
神绝对不会要我们今天白白的遭遇事情。
God does not call us to go through things in vain.
难免痛苦，难免流泪。
Yes, indeed, there may be tears, there may be suffering.
因为我们在路上奔跑的人。
For us who run on the race.
但是我里面充满了喜乐，充满了盼望。
Yeah, but we'll be full of hope and joy.
因为我们知道神的心意必定要完成的。
Because we know God will indeed finish His desires to do.
亚伯拉罕是何等蒙福的人。
Abraham was a blessed man.
荣耀的神向他显现。
The glorious God appeared to him.
他原本在加勒底的乌尔居住。
He used to live in Ur.
那是一个拜偶像的地方。
And that was an idol worshipping city.
但是荣耀的神向他显现。
But the glorious God appeared to him.
他就离开那个地方。
So he left that place.
他成了一个过河的人。
He became a man who passed through the river.
他完全分别出来
completely separate himself from the old things.
当我们看见神向他显现之后
we saw after God appeared to him.
亚伯拉罕真的是信心之父
he really has become the father of faith.
他去出去的时候还不知道要往哪里去
because when he left his house, he did not know where he was going.
他过一个帐篷的生活
and he lived a life that's pitching the tent.
他过一个祭坛的生活
and he lived a life that's building altars.
我们知道帐篷它的特性就是非常暂时的。
We all know the main characteristic of a tent is means it's temporary.
它不是为着永远的。
It's not a permanent building place.
还是很容易拆的。
It's very easy to take down.
我记得在初中的时候。
I remember when I was in junior high.
有一次学校派我去。参加一个这个野外的求生训练。
One time, my school sent me out to this special survival camp.
到一个山里面去。
We went into the mountains.
我跟我爸妈讲的时候，我觉得这是很荣耀的事情。我说学校派我做代表参加这个训练。
When I told my parents, I was very proud of myself because I was sent by my school on behalf of them. I went.
后来去了以后
And once I arrived,
我发现说这是少年管训队主办的
And I realized was in charge by this problem teenagers authority
那所有市里面所有这些初中的最坏的 刘邦太保，他把他全部集合起来，一起来到山上去参加野外求生训练。
And they gather all the problem youth or gang members in the city and they send them to this particular camp in the mountains.
感谢主，我很快就跟他们打成一片。
Very soon we became very acquainted.
那他们教了很多这个，第一个就是怎么样搭帐篷。
And the first thing we learned is how to pitch a tent.
在那个常常下雨的山区，你在帐篷里面，你怎么不会湿哒哒的？
And how can you keep yourself dry in the rainy weather?
在那很多蛇跑来跑去的地方，你怎么样保险说蛇不会抓到你的帐篷里面去？
And how do you make sure snakes do not sneak into your tent?
在很多的地方是土浅石头地，你这个钉子根本打不进去的，你怎么样搭一个稳固的帐篷？
And how to stabilize your tent on shallow ground?
哇，在那次我觉得说非常有意思。
I thought was a very meaningful experience.
也认识很多buddy的这个好朋友。
And I made a lot of friends.
他们说你以后在学校有任何人找你麻烦，你就来找我们。
So at the end of the camp, they said, if anybody give you trouble, make sure you come to tell us.
可是帐篷是暂时的。
But the tent is temporary.
不是我们为着永远在那里居住的地方。
It's not something for us to permanently dwell.
今天神在我们每一个人的身上，他说我们成为灵宫。
And God has made each one of us His holy place.
所以说他去要为我们预备地方。
The Lord says, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
他正在建造这个房屋。
And God is building that place for us right now.
成为我们真正的居所。
And then so that we can become true dwelling place for Him.
今天我们在地上所经过的这一切。
So everything we go through in our life today,
真的像一个帐篷一样。
We know we are in a tent.
弟兄姊妹，有什么是抓住你的心的？
Brothers and sisters, what is capturing your heart right now?
有没有什么是你觉得说我在地上我非要追求、非要得着的东西？
Or what is the thing that you cannot let go, you must have?
是会成为你的重量。
They will all become this weight upon you.
我们在地上过一个帐篷的生活。
We shall live a life like a man that's pitching a tent on earth.
今天在地上所有的一切不能来霸占我们的里面。
Do not allow anything in this world to occupy our hearts.
我们是客旅，我们是寄居的。
For we are travelers, we are pilgrims.
第二个，他讲到说，他在那里筑坛向神来献祭，求告耶和华的名。
Secondly, we saw how Abraham became a man like to build altars and he called unto the name of the Lord there.
帐篷说到我们和世界的关系。
The tent talk about our relationship with the world.
祭坛说到我们和神的关系。
And the altar talks about our relationship with God.
我们的生活是不是为着来荣耀神，为着满足神？
Do we live a life for the purpose of satisfying Him and glorifying Him?
是我们每一个人每一天在地上过的日子都差不了多少。
It seems to us every day is just like a routine.
你说他早上他就起来了。
You will get up in the morning.
吃早饭。
Have breakfast.
上学的上学，上班的上班。
You either go to school or you go to work.
然后又吃饭。
And then again, lunchtime, you eat again.
继续工作。
Continue to work.
然后就下班上学。
And you get out of work and school.
回家。
Go home.
吃饭。
Have dinner.
然后呢
？And then.
过了不久就睡觉。
And then shortly after that, you go to bed.
第二天又开始了一天的生活。
And next day, the whole thing starts again.
我常常想到我们家那只小狗。
Oftentimes, I notice the little dog in our house.
它每天。最常待的时间就是楼下面对外面那个窗户前面一个沙发的椅背上。
And his favorite spot is on the top of the sofa and so face the window toward the street.
他每天就是趴在那个椅背上往外看。
Every day he would just lay there and watching outwardly.
有人走过去的时候，他就叫几声。
When there's people passing by, he would bark.
那早上我就带他出去上厕所。
In the morning, I take him for a walk so he can go to bathroom.
中午带他出去上个厕所。
And at lunchtime, I take him out for another walk for bathroom.
晚上睡觉前。还要带他出去上个厕所。
Before he turns in at night, we have to do the same thing again.
他的一天就这样就过完了。
Sometimes that's how he spends his whole day.
弟兄姊妹，我们看我们的生活是不是就这样子一天一天的过去呢？
If we look at ourselves, is that how we do our daily routine?
我们有没有过一个祭坛的生活？
During these daily routines, are we living a life that's building a tent, an altar?
神在我们的生活的里面，生活的中心。
Through all these routines, is God our center of all?
我们是为着所有的。生活为着吃一口饭，我们在那里忙忙碌碌，就这样过去了吗
？Are we busy for things in life just for the sake of getting something to eat to survive financially？
还是我们让神在我们生活里面，他是我们的中心
？Or do we live a life to allow God to be the center at all times？
他是一切，又在一切之内。
He's all and He's in all。
什么样的生活是叫做一个祭坛的生活
？What kind of life we can say that's a life of building an altar？
有人讲说祭坛的生活是不是你们是所谓做祭司的人你们去过的生活
They said, well, does that mean you have to be a priest?
那你每一天就在那里杀牛宰羊在那里献祭
and,
那你是过祭坛的生活
And every day we should kill offerings and offer to God And do you mean that's the kind of life we should live as an altar?
神告诉我们说他要得着的是一个祭司的国度
But God told us he wants to obtain a kingdom of priesthood
他告诉我们说每一个神的儿女都是有君尊的祭司
He said every one of child God is the honorable priest
所以我们知道说在神的心里面是对着每一个神的儿女的要求
So we know in the heart of God he desires for every child of God to live like that
我们都必须过祭坛的生活
We need to live a life that's like building an altar.
在我们个人生活中
In each day, in each one of our lives.
是的，我们还是需要尽我们做人的各样的本分。
Yes, we need to do things that we need to do.
但是我们过祭坛生活，我们的生活里面就是跟人家不一样。
Yes, when we are carrying all these daily routines, we manifest something different.
当我们做一个学生
We can be a student.
你能不能够在你学习的过程的里面让神得着荣耀让神得着满足
Can you glorify God and satisfy God in your daily learning?
当我们在工作的场合
And if we work
是的我今天必须做很多地上的事情
Yes, we're busy with all these responsibilities at work
但你有没有想到我今天在做这些事情的时候我也同时正在那里侍奉我们的永生神
But do we realize while we're doing all these things we're also serving the living God at the same time
有没有可能呢
If it's possible
绝对是可能的
Is it possible? Yes, it is very possible
不只是可能这是我们应该过的生活
Not only it is possible actually that should be the way we live
我们活着就是为了来侍奉神
We live to serve God
所以我们可以侍奉地上的主人像侍奉天上的神一样
Therefore we can serve the master on earth as if we're serving the master in heaven
我们可以在地上过一个跟别人看起来是一样的生活
We can live a life that seems to be similar to all these people
但是我们正在服侍我们的永生神
But at the same time we're serving our living God
让我们的神他得着荣耀
So that our God can be glorified and satisfied
这是祭坛的生活
And this is the kind of life of building an altar
在每一个家庭里面
In every family
也应该有祭坛的生活
We should also have a life like that
我们能够同心合一一同来到神的面前
We should be able to come to God in one accord
为着神的旨意我们能够同心合一的祷告
We should be able to pray in one mind for the will of God
我们可以祷告说不照着我们的意思主啊照着你的意思
As a family we can pray together says the Lord according to your will not our will
弟兄姊妹这条路不是那么容易奔跑
Brothers and sisters it's not an easy way
我们需要同伴
We need to have companions
我们需要彼此勉励
We need to encourage one another
叫我们知道我们都是在这条路上往前奔跑的人
Knowing that we all are running on this way home
也许今天我们彼此看看我们都还可以看见说有很多很多的不满意很多的缺点
Even though we still are imperfect we can still find fault with one another
但是以前我很喜欢有一个帖子
I like this particular speaker very much.
他写说 be patient.
It says, 请忍耐。
神正在工作在我们的身上，在我的身上。
God is working on me right now.
是的，请你忍耐一点。
So please, be patient.
因为神正在做工。
God is still working on me.
因为我正在这条路上还在奔跑。
Because I'm still running on the way.
我还没有达到路中。
I have not yet reached the destiny.
还没有到终点。
I have not reached the goal yet.
所以今天神还有机会在我身上来做工。
So God still has chance to work on me.
是的，我也承认现在我有好多好多的缺点。
Yes, I admit I'm not perfect.
有好多的问题。
I have a lot of shortcomings and problems.
正在做工
But the Lord is working on me right now
这是正在做工的还没有完成的产品
And I'm not yet a finished product
我想我们每一个人都是这样
I believe each one of us in that condition right now
所以我们的眼目看见的时候我不是看见你这个缺点那个缺点
Therefore our eyes should not be focused upon people's problems or shortcomings
我们来是看见说哇神今天做了这个工作在你身上
We should notice the work that God has done on each one of us
明天做了那个工作在你身上
And to be done tomorrow too
我们里面满了感谢赞美
And we should be full of thanksgiving
我们彼此勉励
And we should encourage one another
我们成为奔跑这条道路的同伴
To become true companions on this way home
他讲说仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
It says to fix your eyes onto Jesus the author and perfecter of our faith
做一个奔跑的人非常重要，我们的眼目要注视着标杆。
As a true runner, one very important thing is to fix your eyes on the goal.
我记得我大女儿她小时候她跑得蛮快的。
My oldest daughter used to run quite fast.
所以在学校里面，特别是短跑，他常常说，哇，他是班上跑得最快的。
She used to be the fastest runner for sprinter.
后来我问他说，你有什么秘诀跑得这么快
？So I asked her, what was your secret to run so fast?
他说我就是只是看着那前面的目标。
She said, I just set my eyes, focus on the ending.
当我其他什么都看不见，我只看见那个目标的时候，他说我就跑得非常的快。
When I saw nothing else but the end point, I would run very fast.
哎，我说这讲的很有道理。
I thought, wow, that was very, very reasonable.
我们的眼目若是东看西看的
，While we're running, we keep on looking around.
我们没有办法在这条路上跑得好。
We can't run well.
他说要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
He says, let's fix our eye on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
那这句话的意思呢？他特别讲到说，我们要望断一切。
It specifically talk about the look of everything else and unto Jesus only.
有很多其他的事物可能会吸引我们的眼目。
Yes, there are so many things around us get our attention.
今天我们在外面，你去观光旅行的时候，你的眼目是到处看的。
When you go on a tour, you will be busy looking around.
很多东西都是很有兴趣的。
Everything seems to be so interesting.
但是今天你在场上赛跑的时候
But if you're running in a race,
你不会注意说这个人穿的什么衣服啊
You won't pay attention to other athletes,
那个裁判长得怎么样
Other athletes' clothes or how the judge looks
你在赛跑的时候你只有一件事就是望着前面的标杆
When you're running a race, there's only one thing we do is to fix our eyes onto the ultimate goal
望断一切以基于耶稣
Look off everything and unto Jesus alone
不见一人
That we see no one else but Jesus Christ.
这就是他告诉我们奔跑的一个秘诀。
And that is the secret of running.
我们的主耶稣，他以那摆在前面的喜乐。
And our Lord Jesus, for the joy that's laid ahead of him.
他说就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架。
He was able to endure the cross, scorning its shame.
如果我们想说主耶稣，他在人家已经判他死刑，要马上钉他十字架的时候。
Think about while Jesus being judged, sentenced to death, and while he was about to be executed.
你想说这样的人他会有什么喜乐
？What kind of joy could a man like that have？
甚至他被钉在十字架上的时候
，Even when he was on the cross，
他会有什么喜乐
？What kind of joy could he have？
但是这边告诉我们，应当摆在。前面的喜乐。
But here it says, for the joy set before him.
那天主耶稣的两旁各有一个强盗。
On both each side of Jesus Christ, there were two thieves.
我想当主耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，赦免这些钉他十字架的人，赦免这些耻笑辱骂他的人。
When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, the group of people that teased him and shamed him, insulted him.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they are doing.
我们不晓得主耶稣在十字架上的哪一句话让旁边的那个强盗他实在受了那么深的震撼。
We didn't know what Jesus said in particular moved the heart of one of the thieves.
那个强盗说主啊你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。
And caused him to say, Lord, when you come back in your kingdom, please remember me.
那是一个强盗杀人放火不知道干了多少坏事的强盗。
And that thief was a murderer, has done so many wrong things in his life.
我想他可能就是上了十字架以后哎旁边的是耶稣。
And while he was crucified, he noticed, oh, it was Jesus next to me.
他可能从来没有机会听耶稣讲道。
I believe he probably never had a chance listening to his sermon before.
那天他怎么可能？他就说，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And how could he know as to say, when you return to your kingdom, please remember me?
他怎么会知道说主耶稣基督要德国，而且他还要再降临
？How would that sinful thief will understand that Jesus is coming back and also is going to come back in his kingdom?
我们没有看见主耶稣这样子跟那个强盗讲这样的道。
We never heard Jesus preaching to the guy next to him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣要在十字架进入后面三小时最痛苦的那段时间。
And during his very last 3 hours, which is the most painful hour for Jesus Christ.
天上的父神用这个强盗。
And the Father God used this particular thief
来激励耶稣基督
to encourage Jesus.
当你德国降临的时候
that when you return in your kingdom,
当主看见了前面的喜乐
so that Jesus will continue to see the joy that stands up before him.
是的，在十字架上是那么的痛苦
Indeed, the crucifixion was a painful experience.
不只是肉身的痛苦
Not only he was suffering physically.
他在那里呼喊我的神我的神你为什么离弃我
He also cried out, Father, Father, whyWhy hast thou forsaken me?
这是我们没有办法想象，没有办法进入的痛苦。
And that's the kind of suffering that you and I can never understand.
但是父神在这里激励他的儿子。
But the Father God tried to encourage him.
你就要得国了。
You will receive your kingdom soon.
你德国还要降临。
And you will come back in your kingdom too.
什么是他的国度？
What is Jesus' kingdom?
就是我们这般神的儿女。
And that is us, children of God.
这是主耶稣说看见前面的喜乐。
And that's the joy Jesus saw on the cross.
因为他有这个看见。
Because what he saw.
他轻看羞辱。
He was able to endure the cross.
他能够忍受十架。
He could endure the suffering of the cross.
羞辱是从人来的。
And scorn all the shame from men.
所以耶稣基督他能够轻看。
He could despise them all.
但他却忍受。主所给神所给他的十架
and endure the cross that's from God
今天我们有时候遇见误会
many times in our daily life we may be still being wronged by people
遇见人的辱骂
or being insulted by people
今天我们是不是能够轻看
are we able to scorn them
还是我们要辩护到底
or are we trying to defend for ourselves
今天我们在这条的路上
Since we're on this way
我们能不能够忍耐
Are we able to endure
忍耐到底的就必得救
Endure to the end we shall be saved
这是一个奔跑的人
And this is the attitude of a runner
主要我们仰望为我们信心创始而且成终的耶稣
God wants us to fix our eyes onto Jesus who is the author and perfecter of our faith
望断一切
Look off everything else
再也没有什么在我们的眼目里面来搅扰我们。
Don't allow anything that come and bother us.
保罗说：“从今以后，人都不要搅扰我。”
That's why Paul says, "Do not bother me now."
我们身上带着耶稣基督的印记。
Because I have the seal of Jesus Christ.
我们说我们是一个奔跑的人。
I am a runner for the Lord.
我没有时间在那里左看右看。
I have no time to look around.
我也不愿意让我身上带着多少的重量。
Neither do I want to carry any weight.
我也不愿意后面还有一个橡皮筋老是在那边拉着我缠累我
And I don't want to be held back by an elastic belt
我们都是奔跑的人
We are all runners
保罗在腓立比书告诉我们说他不是以为自己已经得着了
And Paul told us in the book of Philippians that he did not regard himself as taken hold of it
保罗到那个时候已经跑了多长的道路
He has run a long way by the time he wrote this
他从神所得着的远远是我们所不能想象的
Why he has obtained from God is way beyond what we can comprehend today
但他不觉得他已经得着了
Yet he did not regard himself as obtained what he was pursuing
他要勉励他的自己
He continued to encourage himself
他只有一件事
By saying there's only one thing
就是忘记背后努力面前的
That is to forget what's behind and to strain toward what's ahead
我们知道保罗到了最后他在罗马被下在那个监狱人家讲说那是一个地
We know at the end he was locked up in the dungeon in Rome.
也知道他不会有机会再出去传道，再出去做怎么样的工作。
He knew he won't have any chance to be released and to preach gospel again.
他要提摩太把那个皮大衣带来，我想那个地牢很冷的。
And he asked Timothy to bring him his coat.
他特别叫他
the dungeon was very cold.
特别要他把那些疲倦带来。
He said also bring me those scriptures.Those rules.
我们会觉得很稀奇。
And we are amazed.
他还要再读经，他还要再追求。
He still wants to pursue even in the dungeon.
你不需要再读这些，你不需要再准备什么奖章了。
Well, I don't think Paul would have any chance to preach again. Why did he need those rules?
但是保罗一直追求，一直到最后。
But Paul pursued all the way until the end.
多少时候我们知道神儿女的得着，不一定是你能有机会跟人家讲的。
A lot of times, what we get not only because we need to share.
但是我们在主面前，我们在基督身体里面，我们每一点的得着，我们知道是为着基督的身体。
But in the body of Jesus Christ, we know every little bit we receive will be for the benefit of the body of Jesus Christ.
到今天，我们都说我们还有许多未得之地。
Even till today, we know there are so many inheritance we have not yet received.
保罗说他不是以为自己已经得着了。
So Paul says, I do not consider myself for having taken hold of it.
他只有一件事。
I have one thing.
忘 忘记背后，努力面前的。
Which to forget what is behind and to strength toward what's ahead.
要向着标杆直跑。
And press on toward the goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有一个荣耀的标杆。
Dear brothers and sisters, each one of us has that glorious goal.
主耶稣是我们的标杆。
And that's Jesus Christ Himself.
他要得着的心腹是我们的标杆。
And the new bride He's building is also our goal.
今天世界不能再来搅扰我们。
And the whole world should not bother us anymore.
没有一件人事物再来搅扰我们。
Do not allow any man or anything to bother us.
因为我们说我们是奔跑的人。
Because we know we are runners.
常常我想到说基甸和他的三百人。
Oftentimes I thought about Gideon and his 300 men.
四十记说他虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶。
Bible tells us in the book of Judges that even though they were weary, they were still pursuing.
虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶。
Even though they were weary, they were still pursuing their enemies.
我们真的是巴望我们彼此勉励。
Let's encourage one another.
有这么多的见证人，如同云彩围绕我们。
For there is such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
主也把同伴量给我们。
And also God has put around us companions
叫我们能够一同来奔跑这条
道路 so that we can run together on the way
今天我们都仍然在路中
we are still running today
但是弟兄姊妹我们真的有荣耀的盼望
but brothers and sisters indeed we have the glorious hope
我们一同在主面前祷告
let us pray together now
好的主我们何等的敬拜你
Lord we worship you
你不单拯救了我们
Not only you have saved us,
脱离所有罪的瑕疵
to set us free from all the bondages of sin,
赦免我们一切的罪
you have forgiven all of our sins,
主你要把这条道路摆在我们的面前
you also lay ahead of us this wonderful way,
你呼召我们每一个人
you are calling each one of us,
要在这条路上我们往前奔跑
to press on this way,
主这些日子求主加我们力量
we pray that you will strengthen us these days,
叫我们真的忘断一切以基于耶稣
to help us to fix our eyes onto Jesus and Jesus alone
叫我们的眼目单单地注视在你的身上
and help us to fix our eyes on you
给我们力量向前奔跑
give us strength so that we may run
虽然疲乏仍旧追赶
even though we've grown weary but we still continue
我们向你祷告这些日子你的荣耀显在我们的中间
we pray these days your glory be seen among us
愿我们的生活是一个帐篷的生活
may we live a life like a Tent picture.
在地上我们不过是寄居的
Knowing that we are just travelers.
不过是客旅
We're just pilgrims.
让我们真实过一个祭坛的生活
Let's live a life like an altar builder.
你是我们生活的中心
Let you be the center of our life.
你是我们的一切
And let you be everything to us.
愿我们的一生来荣耀你
And may we use all the days of our life to glorify you.
来满足你
To satisfy you.
主我们感谢主这都是你给我们的恩典
We thank you for these are all your grace.
叫我们忘记背后努力面前的
You have enabled us to forget what's behind and to strength toward what's
向着标杆直跑
To press on toward the mark
哈利路亚我们赞美主
Thank you, Jesus.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name Amen,
Amen.